I think if you look at the history of human civilization, you see in some ways this incredible dichotomy between the parts that are great and the parts that are horrible. And the parts that are horrible are destructive, where we go about and kill and have wars. And the parts that are great are our accomplishments, the building of great buildings, the creation of great music, the creation of science and discovering about our place in the universe. And we've always been doing both. We've always been creating, we've always been destroying. But there's been a big change in the last few decades, and that the destruction that has been done up until just a few decades ago was always at least limited in scope. We could do horrible things and horrible destruction, but we couldn't ruin everything. We now have the capability to ruin everything. Ever since we had the atomic bomb, we've had the capability to destroy everything utterly. And I would say that today, the atomic bomb is still a huge threat, of course, but given that the Cold War has ended and that the world seems to be working somewhat better together, I don't see that as the greatest threat. I see many other threats to our civilization that, that could be equally devastating if we don't deal with them. For example, we cannot let our population grow indefinitely. We would not physically fit on the planet if it kept growing at the rate it's currently growing in just a few centuries. We cannot let global warming destroy the planet or the destruction of habitat and other species, because any of these things could bite us back in a way that could mean the end of our civilization. So we're at a critical juncture in history because for the first time in the many thousands or millions of years of human history, we have the power to destroy everything in a relatively short period. On the other hand, if we don't destroy ourselves, within the next few centuries, we will achieve incredible things that might, for example, allow us to start building colonies on other planets, possibly even sending people to other star systems, and starting to develop what you might call a galactic civilization, in which we would begin to spread out. We would almost become extinction-proof, because if you're spread out among many planets, a war in one place isn't going to destroy every other place. Global warming in one place isn't going to destroy every other place. So if we can come through this next century or a couple of centuries without ruining everything that we've built for so long, I think we will reach a point where we won't really have to worry about it, partially because we become extinction-proof in the way that I just said, but also because in order to solve the problems we have today, we're going to have to develop social structures and educational structures and political structures that make war a thing of the past and that make hatred a thing of the past. So if we can get through this juncture in human history, I believe it will mean we've solved most of our great problems.